the Devil's Advocates, because freedom.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. If you missed any of this fine program, please go online to devilradio927.com. You can listen to and download podcasts and interviews.
Dominic, we got a fine guest. He joins us live via Zoom. We appreciate him sticking around. He is Bill Press of the Bill Press Podcast. And you know him. He's been a pundit. He was a liberal talker on stations like this one for a long time. Bill, I guess I want to ask you about liberal radio. Is there a future of liberal radio, Bill? I notice you don't do a daily show anymore. Obviously, clearly, at a certain point in your career, you're allowed to step back some. But, Bill, it's not like we're digging ditches, fella. Why? Why not do liberal radio like we strive to do each and every day, Bill?
First of all, I want to go back just a second here, okay? I mentioned the Jane Mayer article. Here's the this is the cover of the New Yorker that has the article in it, okay? I just want everybody to see it. Look for the dogs on the cover. Pick it up. And the you can read it online, too, by the way, yep. NewYorker.com. The headline is "The Big Money Behind the Big Lie." Absolutely scare the hell out of you. And the other plug here, I mentioned this book. I just interviewed Carol and Phil about this book. It's my next podcast, not today's podcast. That's the roundtable. But next Tuesday, the Bill Press Pod, all about this book, if you have a chance to listen. On your
well,
question,
Bill, clearly you didn't forget how to self-promote from old radio days. Excellent, sir. Well done.
That's what it's all about, baby. Look, the future of progressive talk radio, I'm looking at it right now. I'm looking at you guys. You know, you're out there every day, and that's great. I love talk radio. I did my own show after I got off of MSNBC with Pat Buchanan and after Crossfire and CNN. I did it for 14 years, and then I just decided that the future was going into podcasts. There are a lot of strong, progressive podcasts today. I'm sure you guys wrap up parts of your show and put it out as a podcast. I think fewer – so there's a difference between progressive – I would say progressive media, right, which is everything, columns, essays, magazine articles, talk radio – and podcasts and blogs and progressive talk radio. I think the fact is fewer and fewer Americans, liberal or conservative, are tuning into the old-fashioned radio anymore, right? They're getting it more from here, and we all got to be there on the social media and on the podcast to keep getting the message out. So I think all of the above is important. I think... social media is taking over from where talk radio dominated political talk for decades.
Well, Bill, here's where I draw distinction from your contention. Podcasts will not save this country. And I think we as liberals are sometimes guilty because we're news consumers. I'm sure you've got your Washington Post and New York Times and all the different subscriptions because you are a consumer of the news. And yeah. You get what you want informationally. But yes. A lot of people are unwilling to pay for that, and they're unwilling to go digging through the iTunes store and find the latest, greatest podcast. My fear, Bill, is the free over-the-air waves. Right here in our state, there are 81 right-wing talk radio stations. And when we got these loon balls doing their back guano crazy rally, perpetrating the big lie, it's being treated on 81 stations in my state as the truth. And so anyways, Bill, I guess I look and say, I see the right making investment. You talk about those think tanks like the Bradley Foundation. Well, what do you think's propping up right-wing talk radio? It's dark money. It's these outside groups. So, Bill, you know, at the end of the day, I know the Democrats are beginning to figure out ways to sort of match the corporate donor class. And Joe Biden had lots of money. And here in the state of Wisconsin, we expect lots of money in the Ron Johnson U.S. senatorial race. But if you got 81 right-wing talk radio stations against one, it kind of feels like David and Goliath over here. And David maybe should get the hell out of Dodge some days. What do you think, Bill? Is it worth fighting a good fight at least?
All right. Here we go again. Here's the book. Toxic Talk. Okay? I wrote this book. I made, you're preaching to the choir, man. Toxic Talk. This was, I wrote this in 2010, and I made the very same point you're making, which is Democrats have been behind the ball on this, liberals, progressive, from the beginning. Conservatives went, Lewis Powell wrote a memo to Richard Nixon. Based on that, the Republican Party went out. They bought stations. They trained talk show hosts. They paid them off, and they propagandized. And Democrat progressives never did the same thing. The key is ownership. When I counted, there were 2,000 news talk radio stations in the country. 1,800 of them were right wing, right? There's no balance. And they all say, oh, we own the media. That's BS, total BS. But the reason they get away with that, and there's so many, as you pointed out, these 81 stations, ownership. They own the stations. They own the networks. Rupert Murdoch and the rest, Salem Talk Radio, they will not think of putting somebody like you or me on there, right? They'd rather have, it used to be Rush Limbaugh, let's say Mark Levin, that idiot. They'd rather have him on 7 different stations than have any other voice heard, right? And that's what it is. And we will never catch up with them, but we've got to be there and we got to continue to fight the good fight. And I love the fact that you're still out there. Look, I got up at 4 o'clock in the morning for 14 years in a row, and I just got tired of getting up at 4 o'clock in the morning.
I don't blame you, Bill. We got 60 seconds left. I want to throw out one other topic for your consideration. Andrew Cuomo, this report come out from AG James in New York. Your thoughts, sir?
Here's my thought. Andrew Cuomo, unacceptable, maybe illegal behavior. He should resign. If not, he will be the second governor in the history of New York to be impeached and should be. But I want to point out his calls for his resignation are coming from Democrat Tish James, Democrat Nancy Pelosi, Democrat Chuck Schumer, Kirsten Gillibrand, Democrat Joe Biden. Democrats take sexual assault seriously. Republicans do not. Look where Matt Gaetz is today. Look where Jim Jordan is today. Look where Donald Trump has been and still is today.
Bill Press, Liberal Radio misses you, sir. We appreciate you coming around on Fridays and lighting it up a little bit. Thank you so much, Bill. Have a wonderful weekend.
Love being here with you guys. You do a great job. Thank you. Have a good weekend, everybody.
Thanks, Bill. You too, man. Appreciate it. Take care.
I guess it's sayonara to you as well, Dominic. Come back. Jess Crudy and Evan, more Devil's Advocates.